Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll start the meeting. First off, safety announcements. So evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers. In an emergency, an alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. At 3:15 today, there will be a fire alarm test. Now, we know that it's a fire alarm test because if it's not, somebody with a shiny red hat will come in here and ask us to leave. So hopefully nobody does that. So welcome everyone to the meeting on the 9th of May 2023. I declare this meeting open at 3:02 p.m. We have apologies from Councillor Lockie Dornoff to start off with. I'd like to begin today by acknowledging the Palautura Panihia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today, and I pay my respects to the elders past and present and emerging. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Moving on, confirmation of the minutes from last meeting held on the 18th of April. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second that, please? Councillor Kelly as the mover, a seconder, please. Councillor House, thank you. Any discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour, please say aye. And against? That's carried unanimous. Thank you. Declarations of interest.
None received, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. There's the council workshop report, which is in the agenda. If you've seen the agenda, you'll see that. There's the mayor and councillor reports. Are there any amendments or any additions to the councillor reports, councillors?
I'm just terrible at doing that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. Have we approved the minutes of the last two meetings or just the last one?
Just the last meeting, the 18th of...
In the special meeting.
Sorry, I missed the special meeting. We need to move. We move the confirmation of the minutes, which was the 18th of April. Happy to take a mover and a seconder to move to confirm the special meeting. Sorry, Councillor Kelly. My apologies. I was seconder for that. Councillor Dudman, thank you.
You could have read that all as one, though.
I could have, but it's been raised by Councillor Temple. All those in favour, please say aye. Against, that's carried unanimous. Thank you, councillors. I have to go backwards, Councillor Temple. That's all right. Mayor and Council reports, no additions to that, as is in the agenda. Councillor Dudman?
Sorry, is this where we do the acknowledgements? It is, isn't it?
Sorry?
Do the acknowledgements?
Yes.
Yes, sorry. I'll just jump on Councillor Dornoff's mic. I just wanted to quickly raise AgFest, which was held last week. I know that many of us attended it, including the Mayor, the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Loder, Councillor Dornoff, Councillor House and Sinfield.
And Mick.
Oh, and Mick, sorry. It was a really good... I obviously didn't see everyone there. It was a really good event. AgFest is, I think, a bit of a cultural event of our municipality, and the rural youth do an amazing job in putting it together every year. It just gets better and better, and it's great to see that it's bounced back strongly after COVID. I certainly enjoyed the 3 days I spent there, including volunteering some time on the Westbrook Rotary van and also providing sponsorship to the Hagley Farm Store food van to raise money for the schools there. They do an amazing job, so just wanted to give that a shout out.
Thanks, Councillor Dunner. Councillor Sindhu.
I attended the Carrick Hall Committee meeting on the 2nd, the Blackstone Heights Community meeting on the 3rd, and along with the Mayor I attended, well, not along with the Mayor, but I was there, the Northern Tasmanian Development Corporation meeting. I was there for that.
You took the notes. Thanks, Councillor.
We'll wait and see on that.
Thanks, Councillors. Any other acknowledgements, announcements? If not, moving on. Thanks. Thank you, Councillors. Moving on to petitions.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have received a petition which complies with section 57 of the Local Government Act. Petition requests me and the Valley Council to declare the Westbury Village Green and surrounding properties as a heritage precinct, and I now table that.
Thank you, General Manager. Moving along, community representations, we have nil. We're moving along into public question time. We've had some questions from the floor that are in the, that were sent to council, which are in our agenda. There's also two questions, I think, that were in the agenda this time that the council will add, the general manager will add. Yours, yes.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Two questions from Joy Kachina. The first question, what consequences will there be for those responsible for misleading the public regarding the engagement of the zoologist before work commenced and the subsequent failure to identify and protect vulnerable platypus burrows in the worksite area? My response as General Manager is I do not accept the premise of the question. The council officers have misled the public. Question two, when will the council start the regeneration process along the riverbank? And will the council ensure any future works needed will be done following the proper processes and due diligence that will ensure the legal protection of platypus burrows in the Meander Valley? My response as General Manager is, as a precursor to remediation, council has recently undertaken trial plantings at different locations downstream of the area, with a second trial likely to occur in spring. These trials will help determine which species are best suited to the riparian and parkland areas near the river. Council may also use the trial results to develop a remediation plan for the flood clean-up site in consultation with Tasmanian Parks and Wildlife Service.
Thank you, General Manager. We'll now move into public question time. If anybody from the public has a question, you are asked to stand up and state your name, and you'll have 3 minutes to ask the question of council if you so desire. So public question time is open for anybody that wishes. Hello, yes. John Harmy will give you a microphone and yes. I'll just ask to state your name, thank you.
Yes. Sally McKay from 6 East Street, my question is, I was just wondering why you have your council meetings in the afternoon on a weekday, when that means that a lot of people who work can't attend.
Fair question, and I'll happily answer that as Mayor. We, as incoming new council, have talked about the meeting times and when they should be held and what suits most people. We've actually decided on this particular time by consensus around the table from council orders. We do realise that working people obviously have trouble attending, but the same thought is if there is something that is really important to people that they feel that they should come to a council meeting, most people will make the effort. But we review it on a regular basis. It's not set in stone for the term of the council. I don't want anybody... wants to add anything.
Staff, I guess.
And also consideration of staff. To have a meeting of night time, we have to consider staff, the hours that they've worked, and the overtime and bits and pieces for those. So it's consideration all round. So we have thought about it. Thank you. Any other questions from the floor? No? Okay. Yep. Moving on. Councillor Question Time. Moving on to Councillor Question Time, Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual one. If there's any update on the proposed prison?
Not from myself, John, apart from I had a conversation with Robin Badcock this morning regarding a few processes, but nothing from the government for me personally.
For you, Mr. Mayor, nothing, Councillor.
Councillors, any other questions from councillors? Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, it goes to that topic. It has been brought to my attention, guess who, that some people are concerned with the traffic impact assessment undertaken in respect of a possible prison at Ashley site near Deloraine. Concerns are, for example, vehicle data taken that informed that study, taken mid-COVID, scant attention paid to agricultural vehicle and machinery movements along Mander Valley Main Road, as well as increased truck and gravel truck traffic from Porter's Bridge Road that now come past the prison site to and fro, and also the government's non-acceptance recently of a diversion of the highway traffic onto Mander Valley Main Road when they did an upgrade right beside the Ashley site. They actually, at huge expense, put in a slip lane, did that work, and a week later ripped it up after it was done. So obviously there's some sort of an issue there vis-a-vis putting traffic on the other road. So my question is, what action might council take or seek to address such possible shortcomings in any traffic impact assessment that might come our way should that project go any further in terms of interaction with council?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. My understanding is that the studies that you referred to, councillor, are out for public consultation and feedback. Members of the public raising those concerns ought to be encouraged to provide feedback through the consultative process that the state government has put in place. Is point one. Point two, council may, if it chooses, to move a motion around the themes that you've raised. At this point in time, I'd simply say it's a motion that would prompt advocacy around those shortcomings or highlight those shortcomings. We haven't had, as an organisation, an opportunity to assess the validity of those statements and concerns that you've raised. So advocacy to the state government to confirm or otherwise those concerns would be an appropriate motion to put.
Thanks, Jim. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple, you've got a question up on the notice board that you may want to speak to.
This can be done as a motion, Mr. Mayor? Or?
Well, it will have to be done as a motion, councillor, to move forward on it. So,
fine, Mr. Mayor, I may move the substance of that, which would be will the mayor, or that the mayor write. So the motion is that the mayor write to the premier on the following basis.
I'm going to read it out if that's all right, John, because it sinks in a little bit better if I read it out. So, to congratulate the Premier on successfully negotiating new stadium and Tasmanian AFL team. So, that's number one. Number two, to seek a greater understanding of the financial benefits of this initiative. Number three, to suggest swapping the sites of the proposed prison and stadium. The rationale for three above. South of the state has traditionally been better at bureaucracy and managing incarceration, whereas the north of the state is better at free enterprise. The recent publicity concerning Ashley demonstrates we in the north are not suited to this type of facility and is also too far away from its bureaucratic centre in Hobart. This can only be expected to apply in the same way as proposed prison. The Mander Valley continually demonstrates that it can run large community events in the state, such as Agfest and Tasmanian Craft Fair. Ashley, as a site for the stadium, offers easy access to the Bass Highway connecting to the major population centres of the north, easy access to a railway corridor which offers a direct link to Launceston Airport. It would allow interstate patrons to easily travel on the Spirit of Tasmania to and from events, less air miles and a lower carbon footprint for patrons flying in for interstate events. That's the motion. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kelly as a seconder.
Like it.
So the motion's on the table. Councillor Temple, as the mover of the motion, do you wish to add?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to me, it's all very simple. I would think you'd see the north as a better site for a stadium for those reasons, and I think the Meander Valley is the best area in the north, and that may well be one of the best locations in the Meander Valley is that due to its easy access to major highway network and rail.
Thank you.
I'll have support from my fellow councillors.
Councillor Kelly is the mover, seconder of the motion.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Councillor Temple for bringing this and looking outside the square. I don't think it hurts to have different visions from different angles, and I'll be supporting it.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah, no, I like the idea of it, given the press in the last few days, including from Ruth Forrest, etc., up the northwest coast. They're feeling very left out of a Hobart-centric new stadium, so it would address their concerns. And I think it goes without saying that the north of the state boxes way above its weight population-wise compared to the south in terms of attending sporting events, so it makes much more sense to have it in the north.
Thanks, Councillor Sinclair. Councillor Loder.
I think it's a great idea, Councillor Temple. I really like the way you've thought about tourists' access to where we are and how we do events pretty well up here in the Meander Valley. I congratulate you for thinking outside the box.
No, I don't know what to say neither. They have my name on it, so... It's an interesting motion, Councillor Temple. You're actually planning on swapping sort of the proposed Ashley Wright to Macquarie Point as such, just a straight out.
Well, it can be a straight out swap, but if they in their wisdom down south wish to put it somewhere else, well, that would be up to them. Right?
Yeah. I guess my question then is, has there been much public consultation on this by yourself for us to move a motion for the residents of the Meander Valley?
There's been no consultation, Mr. Mayor. It's simply a letter to you, from you, to the Premier, making that suggestion. And that would be a suggestion on behalf of the Council, if it receives a positive vote this afternoon.
That's Cameron.
I have to make a comment.
You don't have to make a comment.
Thanks, John. And there is no denying that Meander Valley is the best at running events. Agfest and Craft Fair are great examples. I won't be supporting it. Appreciate you bringing it to the table. A couple of reasons, really. I don't believe it's core council business, and I do believe that would be best to consult the community on such a bold move, but appreciate you bringing it to the table.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor House.
Thank you, Councillor Temple. I won't be supporting it either, but I appreciate everything that you put into this. To me, it's just a little bit too far outside the square. I think someone said outside the square. I think it's just a little bit too far outside the square at this point in time without consultation. But I applaud the thought you've put into it, and there's some valid points there, but I don't feel I will be supporting it.
Thanks, Councillor House. Councillor Dudman, the only one that hasn't said anything. I'm not saying you have to, but...
You're not saying I have to, but you called me out. Look... It's an interesting motion. I think that's a fair description. Councillor Temple asked me to support this motion prior to the meeting, and I told him that I will never step in the way of councillors bringing matters to the table and raising concerns. So I will support it. I do agree with the Deputy Mayor that consultation is important, and it is something that should occur if the Premier takes up this mantle and gives serious thought to this change. Obviously there are diverse opinions, not in the Meander Valley alone, but also across the state, both on the prison and the stadium, And so I think that's important that regardless of what comes of this motion or the subsequent letter, should it be passed, that consultation at all levels of government remain constant for the benefit of the people and the community.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. That's fine. From my point of view, I won't be supporting the motion, Councillor Temple. You've raised some valid points. I think that this is a bigger issue than Meander Valley, and I think we need to, if we're really, really serious about it, we need to be out and ask the public's view on it. But anyway, but we'll see how it goes. No other questions or comments, councillors. I'll go back to Councillor Kelly as the seconder of the motion.
Yeah, no, I think it's very good to try and flag it to the Premier in case they've overlooked these types of options. And I can't see where there can be any harm done. There's plenty of time for community consultation if it does catch the eye. I'm quite happy to support it.
Thank you. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Kelly, for those comments. Yes, that's exactly it. It would go, if the community, if the people of Northern Tasmania and Tasmania as a whole smiled upon this, then it's got a whole process to go to. If the community out there thought, no, we'd rather have it in Hobart, then it would die there. It would also be interesting to see what the Premier's reaction to this may be.
Thanks, Councillor Temple. Okay, on that basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That's Councillor Kelly, Loder, Sinfield, Temple, Dudman. All those against? Johnston, Cameron and House. Motion is passed. Thank you. All right, councillors, we move on to planning authority items. So in the planning matters, council act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. Following applies for all planning authority reports. Now, we would like to change the agenda here today, and I'd like to, if somebody is prepared to move. And second, the changes, is to swap the order of the two planning items. Councillor Loder, your hand was up, and Councillor Kelly as the seconder. Any discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Right.
That's unanimous. Thank you. Planning authority is 10 to 12 Neptune Drive. There are no representations, no speakers, so we'll move straight into it. Would somebody like to move? Somebody like to second the motion? Councillor Cameron as the mover, thank you.
Chose not to.
Thank you. Seconder for the motion, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Cameron as the mover of the motion.
Thanks, Mayor. I just wanted to just comment and say thank you to the planners for working on this application. And I understand some of the concerns that are raised by the representatives, but planning is one of those strange beasts, and it's sometimes hard to, see what's happening now without worrying about the future. But anything that happens with these lots into the future will have to come before this planning authority, most likely. So rest assured that there are going to be measures in place where this will be scrutinised individually. But at this stage, this is just a sort of relatively realigning some boundaries. So I'm happy to support the motion.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dudman has seconded the motion.
Thanks, Mayor. I agree with the Deputy Mayor's comments and would also like to thank the planning team for the work they do. I think it's a thankless job a lot of the time, so I'm happy to put that on record and thank you for your work. I agree it's a starting point, not an end point, and that's an important thing to note with any large-scale planning development. And I look forward to discussing this further around the table.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. I imagine that little noise was the test of the
fire alarm. I'm not
running in. That's it. Okay. No one's knocking on the door. So it should be
right.
Moving on, councillors. Open up for questions and discussions, councillors. Councillor Loder.
I'd like to thank the planners too for their hard work and also thank the people who put the representations in. I will be supporting this because, as has already been said, it's not actually any development at the moment. It's just getting ready for development. But I would really like to note the fact that there is big concern around evacuation of Blackstone Heights should there be a bushfire. And given that the summer that we're about to head into is going to be another El Nino, these concerns should not be ever brushed aside. And there definitely needs to be something done in the future about access to that area, because I, for one, would not like to be stuck down there if there was a bushfire. So while I will be supporting it, I really do think that we need to think very, very carefully about the access to this road, to this suburb.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Sinville.
Thank you. We have the developer here present with us today and some others who are interested in this matter. I have been around on council since, I guess you'd say, the start of these two specific area plans. I have, my voting record is that I have voted against those, but mainly not because I am against what's happening. I think what's happening in large measure is fantastic, but usually we get these things as a job lot, and if there's an element of it that I can't support, and if I haven't been unable to have a change, then I've voted no. So I'm just stating that for the record. With this, there are concerns raised by a number of representatives, but I really think their issues are going to be addressed by the subsequent steps in terms of the development. If, as been conveyed to me, what is happening now, you know, is literally a rearrangement of lots. It's not overriding or changing the specific area plan, specific area plans at all, then I really don't have an issue with this step in the process, because I believe those people will get their opportunity at the development stage to address the actual nitty-gritty concerns they have. If it were revisiting the specific area plan in any meaningful way, then yes, we would require far more input than this step. And you know, my issues in the past have been the separation distances between you know, new buildings and those already living there, etc. And of course, as Councillor Loder's quite rightly mentioned, issues of traffic egress and ingress into that Blackstone Heights area, which is only going to get become a greater issue as multiple developments occur in that area. So at this stage, absent of hearing anything else, I will support this particular step and wait to see what happens next.
Thanks, Councillor.
Yep.
Query was whether there was representations wanting to speak. There was on our agenda, but not declined. No, that's fine. Happy to decline to speak, so that's fine. Any other comments, councillors, questions? From my point of view, thanks to the planners for the hard work that you do. You're bashed from pillar to post, I'm sure, by lots of people, because you're following the rules that are set out, as we are when we act as a planning authority. To the developer, well done. I think you have a lot of vision, Ross, for this going forward. In years to come, it will be a legacy that you're leaving behind, so I'm happy to support the application as it sits here. So, Councillor Kelly?
The only thing I'll add is I think it's exciting times moving forward, so I'd like to thank everyone that's involved, once again our planners and the developer.
Any other discussions, councillors? If not, Councillor Dudman is seconder. No, Councillor Cameron is the mover.
Just make a quick comment about that access, and I guess particularly to the people in the community that have expressed concerns about it. It's not lost on council that there is work to do with the access in as well as the second access. And it is something that, I don't know if Crystal wants to speak on it, but it's something that we're aware of and working on. So, you know, don't think that we haven't taken that into consideration.
Thank you. All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous, councillors. Against? No, unanimous. Thank you.
Did we just make history?
Well, I think we did make history. Thank you. Moving on to Planning Authority, item 2. So we have some representation for the 24 Meander Valley Road, Carrick. And I'm going to ask Barry Sproul and then Darren Knight to speak if they wish. If you wish, don't have to. And you'll have 3 minutes to address councillors.
I'm Darren Knight, part of the development with Barry. Just to give you a background from our point of view, we bought the property approximately 2 years ago with a view to develop it. Initially, we consulted with Gail Plunkett from Heritage, realising the importance of what we purchased. We've dealt with her and Tony Bonner throughout the entire process. Involved in the Heritage was the original schoolhouse, the oil board shed, and an old well that was originally the back of the property. So in consultation with Heritage, under what we've proposed, the well will be supported and protected. It's in the position of it will be in a car parking space on one of the units, and the plan to support it will be concrete support around it so that it's not damaged in any way. It'll be below the level of the concrete support, so it effectively all it is now is a hole in the ground. So we will put a big grate over it with that concrete support so it's there for any future changes. The oil board shed, once again, we've already started working on the oil board shed. Our plan is to possibly use it as a coffee outlet, so one of these modern designs where people wheel in a coffee van or something like that for sitting. We saw the shortage of that type of development in Carrick as it is, so we viewed that as what would be useful and beneficial to the community. We've already placed a new roof on the shed, and are getting the windows replaced as well as per Heritage and planning conditions. The house is pretty dilapidated. Our plan there, once again with Heritage, is to spruce it up, make it look nice. We're not renovators, so our plan is not to be completely renovating the inside of the property, which is not our cup of tea. So we've covered off the three main Heritage items there. The plans for the units have been consulted with Heritage as well, so the unit design fits with what's already there. So it won't be a modern-looking unit. As I said, with their support, they've been happy with. In fact, they've instructed us what they'd like to have there, and we've agreed with that. So we're happy to proceed on that. So in general, we consider it to be a good development for the area. There's a lack of this type of thing in Carrick now. And with the support of protecting the oil board shed as well, turning it into something like this, it will be maintained instead of just being an old shed that will fall down. So hopefully we can get the support and get on with it.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
Barry, did you want to speak?
No, Darren's.
No, that's fine.
Mentioned all the main points.
Good.
The thing is that I guess we have started some work on the shed. The intention is to restore it. and it'll have a use rather than just left there, because the property was falling apart when we bought it. The house particularly has been substantially changed inside and not in a sympathetic manner. The plan is that we would sell that to someone who is going to restore it to its former glory, and the shed will complement that because that will be at least be have a use.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Community representation, Sally McCaig.
I said before, Sally McCaig, I live in 6 E Street, Carrick, and I'm also speaking on behalf of Catherine Blackwell, who lives at 23 Meander Valley Road in Carrick. She couldn't be here because she had a prior engagement. I'd just like to say to Barry Sproul that can you actually ask you, do you actually have any control over the
Sally, sorry.
You can't do that? I have some concerns regarding the proposed development at 24 Meander Valley Road, Carrick. These relate primarily to parking and traffic issues. Pursuant to Section 3.2 of the Traffic Impact Statement, the land is currently zoned general residential, which one would assume precludes any commercial activity. It states that customer traffic is predicted to be light if a business such as a food van is established in the heritage-listed shed at number 24. I don't know how such a prediction can be made when there is currently no such activity on the site. Item 7.2 states that parking assessment is not required. One wonders why not, when there will be an extra 2 dwellings on the site, each presumably with at least 2 cars plus visitors' cars, and a commercial enterprise with its attendant cars. There appears to be inadequate parking space in front of 24 Meander Valley Road to accommodate any extra vehicles associated with a commercial venture, potentially resulting in cars being parked in front of nearby houses, thereby upsetting the occupants of these homes. I know that Catherine Blackwell at number 23 does not want that. There is potential for impediment to traffic flow along Meander Valley Road and reduced visibility for motorists, cyclists and pedestrians exiting East Street and Simmons Street if there are cars pulling in and out of the curb at number 24 and if there are cars parked on both sides of the road. They would also pose a risk for people exiting their driveways, including the inhabitants of the proposed units at number 24. Increased traffic and decreased visibility pose a risk for school children and others using the bus stop adjacent to number 24. During the 10 years that we've lived in Carrick, the volume of traffic along Meander Valley Road and East Street has increased enormously and will no doubt continue to do so with more development occurring in the town and surrounds. I feel that this is incompatible with the commercial activity at number 24 unless they have off-street parking, and there isn't any room for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Okay, councillors, somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Dudman is the mover, thank you. Seconder, councillors. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover of the motion.
Thanks, Mayor, and thank you to all the representatives for speaking to us today. From the outset, I will be supporting the development application. I certainly respect the concerns that have been raised, but I don't think that the traffic management is so offensive as to down this application, and on that, it may be best that the planners speak to the process of looking at traffic management in this application. But the other thing I wanted to talk on was the management of the heritage buildings and making sure that they remain the focal point of the site with the developments going behind. I think that the way it's been planned and the protections you're putting in place for the wells, you may have been compelled to do so based on heritage, but at the same time, it seems like you've actively engaged in that I can be quite critical of developers for the way they go in and develop land in a, you know, maximise profit kind of attitude, but I think you've done the right balance, so I do want to commend the applicants on that as well. So thank you, and I don't know if it's appropriate to talk to the traffic management now.
Bring up next, thanks. As opening remark, Councillor Cameron has a quick.
Thank you.
Councillor Cameron, so a second.
So really just to agree with Councillor Dugman, and thank you, Leanne, for your work on this. It can be tricky, as I just said in the previous planning item. Planning can be a strange beast, and I do really appreciate the concerns that Sally's raised, and thank you for coming along today. But in saying that, council's here to help, and our staff are here to help, and there have been other examples of coffee houses, I guess you'd call them, like this, and I can think of one in Deloraine and one in Mole Creek as well, that the roads changed as the operations got better and more popular. So it's not something that we won't consider. We won't consider it now, but if there's an issue, make sure you let us know, because it is something that we consider, and it's probably what Councillor Ben was talking about discussing. And also to the developer, thank you for celebrating our beautiful town of Carrick. It is important to us, the heritage, and you know, it is lovely to hear that you've taken some of those aspects into consideration when you've been designing your the units. So I do thank you for that.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Kelly.
Yeah. Only had a few little points. I think it's a very sensible development. The fact that what's going into the two new developments will actually improve the heritage stuff, and you've been planning that all along since you purchased the property, I think that's very smart. So I think it's great.
Councillor Kelly. Councillor House.
Thank you to the developer and also the representatives. I've been listening with great attention to what you both said. First of all, to the developers, I think it's been great that you've been getting support from Heritage, you know, from day one. I think that's admirable and doesn't always happen. It is a special place, Carrick, and you know, I think we're going to have lots of conversations around Carrick streetscape as we go. We've got to be very sensitive there, that's for sure. I didn't quite understand these, the Carrick as much as I should have done some years ago, but it is a sensitive place. It's got that village feel and those older style homes there all the way through, heritage homes. So we've got to be very careful, and I think you have been careful with that, with the way you've approached it. Thank you also to Sally and the other representatives. You've made some very valid points. I did have some concerns about the traffic. I've spoken to planners. I've had a good look along there. I think it's something that we may need to consider down the track if it does become problematic. At this stage, I don't think that it will, so I'll be supporting the motion.
Councillor Loder.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Sally. Thank you to the developers. I love that property. I watched it quite a lot while it was on the market to see how long it would sit there. It's a beautiful old building that's currently not really doing very much at all. I really do love old buildings. I don't like to see them being harmed in any way. But from what I can see with this one, the units are going behind, so you're not going to be able to see them. The well's being protected. I note that the oiled shed used to be a snowball factory. That would be really good. I think that would be great to have that there again. So really what's happening here is traditional, to breathe some new industry and some new life into this building and hopefully to protect it. And as other councillors have said, if the road issue becomes a problem, that's when we need to act immediately. If the parking gets to the point where it's causing safety issues, particularly for the bus stop, that's when we need to act and get the yellow paint out, paint some lines, whatever it is. But to see the building have new life breathed into it, I think, yes, please, I would hate to see it crumble and fall down. So I really do hear what the representatives are saying, but I think it's a good thing, so I'll be supporting it.
Councillor Duggan.
So just to our planners, could you, for the benefit of the record and those in the room, just explain how we deal with traffic management and how this development is going to be impacted or not impacted by traffic?
Thank you, Councillor. Just going through with the planning scheme. The planning scheme states that for food outlets, like food services, or for general retail and hire, if the floor area is less than 100 metres squared, we don't consider car parking requirements. Now, I do understand, I do understand from our representations that we have received that car parking is an issue that they do have, and part of my assessment, though, the planning scheme said I didn't have to address it, I did actually go out on site to have a look to see what the car parking situation is currently there at the time. When I was there, admittedly, it was only a few days that I've actually been out on site there, there was plenty of car parking spaces on either side of the road. The road is quite wide. It does have car parking on both sides of the road. Now, I also have been discussions with our infrastructure team in regards to the traffic on the road, so maybe defer to Jared too, if he wants to say anything additional in regards to car parking.
The road is parking on both sides. There is a concern generally in the public about parking, people parking outside people's residence, but it is a public road, so people are only allowed to park outside there. There's legal requirements about how close you can park to an intersection, so concerns around each street and Simmons Street site distances through there will be monitored. Not aware of any issues at this stage, but if it becomes an issue, we can get line marking in to restrict the parking. But we see the road as a safe road. And state growth are the owners of the ministers of the road, and they don't see an issue with the people. So
thanks, Sharon. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just a bit confused, and I'll probably look silly by saying this when it's explained to me. But it seems to me that the resultant lot that will have the shed on it cannot be a dwelling because it's too small, so therefore it's not residential. So by default it becomes something else with a commercial nature. And that wasn't the intention of the area at all, so I'm confused.
Lamb?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The application that we've got in front of us has designated some uses that might be able to be used in that building. I'm sorry if I confused you earlier in regards to a residential use for that building. It is something perhaps that could be looked at if someone wanted to do that. It would just be able to go through the planning scheme requirements to see how it pans out. And we haven't looked at it in that regards. It is a small building. If someone wanted to use it, so be it. But again, it'd have to go through the planning scheme assessment and see how it would.
Any other questions, councillors? Comments? No. Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Sally, for your representations to us, and also the other representatives that put the time and effort to come into our paperwork, I suppose, so we can consider it. Thanks to the planners that have given the qualified advice that we look at here today. I'm the same, I think, as Councillor Cameron, that the units will be behind, not in the front. They'll be where that you can't actually see them. Hopefully somebody comes along and upgrades the house as it should be, so we support it going forward. So, if no other questions, I'll go back to Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Dudman has moved the motion. Nothing to add. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That's Johnston, Cameron, Kelly, Loader, House, Dudman. Against? Councillor Sinfield and Temple. Thank you. Motion is carried. Thank you, councillors. For those in the gallery that wish to leave, if you want to, now is your chance to leave, and we'll move on to the rest of the council meeting. We're going to Development Regulatory Services, dog registration fees. Planning.
Actually vote to go into it? Am I missing something?
We don't vote to go into a planning
authority. Developing Act Authority. What do we call it? Developing Authority.
Yeah.
We noted.
Planning Authority.
Planning Authority.
Sorry, we noted. We don't vote.
I noted that we moved into
it. We noted it. Right.
As a planning matters, yep. We're out of that now.
That gets the end of time.
I'm not going to go into dog registration. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second the dog registration. Councillor Loader, thank you. Seconder. Councillor House. Councillor Loader as the mover. Councillor House.
Pretty straightforward to me. Yes, I'm in favour.
Thank you. Discussions, councillors. Councillor Temple.
Mr Mayor, I think we heard that earlier that this is based on a CCI increase.
8.1%. It is, yes.
And just a question relating to that, if I may. I think we recently heard that the TAS Fire Service increase was going to be, I think, was it a figure around 5%? So
John Harmy's about to answer that one for you, Councillor Temple.
So I'm just wondering, you know, why we're basing it on...
Ask you what the difference is.
Well, all of that, yes. It's a whole suite of questions about that, Mr Mayor.
John. So through you, Mr Mayor, I can make a start on answering Councillor Temple's question. So the fees have been increased for the Council Cost Index. That's consistent with 5 years. The Council Cost Index is produced by the Local Government Association of Tasmania. It's a hybrid index. It takes into account the Consumer Price Index, a Wage Price Index, and some construction indexes also. So the advice that we receive is that is more relevant to the cost of doing business in local government in Tasmania. So that was 8.1% for the year, so January to December 2022. I think you're referring to a workshop discussion that we had recently where I indicated to Council that the fire levy, as requested by the State Fire Commission, was lower than that. I think you said 5%, I think it was actually lower, but I guess that's determined by the cost of their operations and the decisions that state government and the fire commission make around the way that they operate their business. So I don't feel that they are a like-for-like comparison, Councillor, but that's a bit of background about the council cost index and how the director and the general manager has come to that decision.
Thanks, John. Other questions, Councillor? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah. I have a couple. One for Jonathan.
Your microphone, please.
One question. I think I've raised this before. We're offering a discount if paid by the end of July. I have asked for this to apply on our normal rates, and I haven't had any luck. So I'm just wondering why, if Jonathan can answer the question, we can do it on our dog fees and not our general rates.
John Harmy.
Yes, certainly can. So through you, Mr Mayor, the council has discussed the matter a number of times. Councillor Kelly's correct in that. The most recent time was informing its rates and charges policy. That's the full council policy. I can't remember where the next review date is. I think it's 3 years. It's either 2 years or 3 years from now. But council has discussed it, and the majority vote formed that a discount would be off to our ratepayers. I guess that there's a whole lot of discussion about that around equity and benefit, and I guess the cost of providing a discount to the community as well. So that's the reason why our council currently doesn't have a discount for our boundary rates.
Thanks, John. Councillor Simpson, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'd just like the staff, if they would like to give us an idea of what's new. Yes, we've had a CCI increase of 8.1%, but I think there might be some different charges there that haven't been there before, lifetime funds, etc. So, could we get a comment on that, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, you're correct, Councillor Sinfield. There is a couple of new fees in this year, one being the lifetime registration for dogs, which when we established our dog management policy at the end of last year, we introduced lifetime registration in there. So now we are creating the fee so that we can do that this year. We've also added a fee for a different rate for a daily maintenance fee for weekends as to weekdays. It costs us a considerable amount of money if we've got dogs in our animal management facility to provide care for them over the weekend. So we've increased that rate. It's not going to cover costs, but it does go towards that. We've also introduced a microchipping fee. So the Dog Control Act requires that if we have dogs that have been at large and we've impounded them before they're released, they're required to be microchipped. We haven't previously had officers trained to provide that service, so we were requiring people to get their dogs microchipped within 7 days, and if they didn't, we'd follow that up. So now our officers have been trained to microchip dogs, so we can comply with that requirement in the legislation that the dogs aren't released until they're microchipped.
But, interesting point. I mean, you just thought of that. Microchipping fee then is just if we're doing it. If they go and get someone else to do it, there is no fee, obviously.
Not from us, no.
No.
They'll need to pay their vet fees.
Yeah, I'm just sort of clarifying that somebody microchips a dog and it says they're paying $50, but that's not the intent. And the other thing, just to show that I read these things really closely, everything given to me, the dog registration fees and charges table, and then down the bottom you said in budget and finance, if approved, the dog registration fees are anticipated to raise estimated revenue of $97,000. Do we have any idea how much the charges will raise in a year, or was that meant to be both? Sorry.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that was both. Thank you, Councillor Sinfield.
And there's also an error in the table that refers to 2022, both to 23, that will amend as well.
Yeah, paid by July 31st, July 2022, when it should be actually 2023, I imagine.
Correct that.
You missed that, Rodney. I'm surprised.
I was just leaving room for others.
Councillor Kelly.
Generous Mayor.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's actually our current fees, not our proposed next year's fees.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right, then.
There we go.
So we're all wrong. Yes, Kelly.
That's why I didn't raise it.
I think from where I sit, the impounding fee for the second time offenders, I think, is getting a bit rich. I don't know why.
It's just because it happens to you all the time.
Can't be. And it's still getting fairly expensive when you look at a dog. It works out impounding fee plus the daily maintenance fee. If you've got it there for a day, is $88 if it gets pulled up. But I don't know. I'm just not sure what other councillors' thoughts are on the an extra $40 for the second time a dog gets caught.
Maybe castration would be cheaper, councillor.
Hey?
Maybe castration would be cheaper.
Dog collar.
Look, he didn't bite. Sorry, I had to put that. Councillor Loader.
That's quick.
I don't think that fee's over the top. It costs me $85 a day to put my cats in a cattery. And if you can all laugh, they're my babies. And if somebody is constantly letting their dog get out, then this hopefully stops them, makes them do something about it. So I think it's good.
Thanks, Councillor House. No? Just moving your microphone.
Oh, no, that's a good look. I agree. I think it's a real disincentive in making sure that people keep their dogs at home and chained up and, chained up. but at home where they're not out causing any havoc.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion, councillors? Okay. Councillor House, you were the seconder of that motion, so you want to add anything?
No. All those make sense.
Councillor Loder is the mover. Okay. On that basis, I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. And against? So it's everyone who's for it, apart from Councillor Kelly.
I was against, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, you were, Councillor Temple was against as well.
Temple and Killing Hill.
Happy with that, Jeff? Sorry to confuse you. Moving on, development, regulatory services, environmental health fees. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Comes the camera as a mover. Seconder, please.
Yes.
Please, thank you. Councillor Dudman. Councillor Cameron as the mover.
I don't have any comment on the fees, but I do want to just thank the environmental health officers for the work that they did at Agfest on the week, the last 3 days. That would have been absolute killer 3 days for them. So I just wanted to make sure that they know they're appreciated.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Deputy Mayor's taken the words right out of my mouth.
You've got to get judged quicker.
As she's related to me, I won't finish that line.
Oh, no. Tasmania.
We
didn't even know.
This is a great update and I agree they did some great work at Agfest over the last week.
Thanks, Councillor. I'm going to open up for discussion, councillors.
Not worth putting on the tape, it's the fees and charges, same wording as last time, under budget and final.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion. I too would like to thank the Environmental Health Officers and the work that they do, not just at Agfest, but of course all the time throughout the municipality, making sure that we have safe places and safe food as well. So thank you. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, back to Councillor Dudman as seconder, Councillor Cameron as a mover. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. Against? Councillor Temple is against. Thank you. Court services, council panel. Receipt of meetings. I really, somebody like to move. Councillor Dudman is in first. This time, Councillor Cameron. Seconder? Any seconders? Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dudman?
Just want to say that, you know, it's obviously a privilege for me to sit on this panel alongside some great people both within this organisation and the members of the committee from outside. Some good work is done here and I'm happy to move the receipt of the minutes from the last meeting.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Cameron and Sigma.
Just like to thank those that take the time to sit on the panel. It is an important aspect of our council and I appreciate their work.
Thank you. Discussions, councillors? General, no. Receive the minutes, they're in front of us. No. Anything to add, Councillor Cameron as the seconder, Councillor Dudman? Oh, okay. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Infrastructure services amendments to policy number 66. Number 66, security of incomplete works for subdivisions. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Camera, second up, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Councillor Cameron as the mover.
I don't have any comments. I think Director Dino may be able to just make a couple of comments about why the changes, the changes, but... that's all I don't have anything to say. Happy to accept it.
Thank you, Councillor Dudman. I have a discussion, councillors. I'll open up for discussion, Dino. As people may be listening to my audio, the reasons for the amendment are?
Through Mr. Mayor, the amendments are, one, the policy is due for review, obviously, so we've just gone through and tidied up a few things that probably weren't relevant or working for us over the previous 4 years. We've removed references to the cost of incomplete work, because often we find the cost isn't a relevant factor, it's more around weather, and weather issues can affect work of any value. But I guess the key change this time around is just to introduce... a fee or developers to pay council for us to process applications to lodge security and then obviously return it at the back end once work is complete. So reasonably minor in the scheme of things, but just the introduction of the fees is something to help cover some of our officer time.
Very good. Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, to Dino, you've altered the timeframe from 12 months to 6 months to complete the works. Has it been problematic under 12 months on point A in policy?
Through Mr. Mayor, look, I could say yes, it has, in a way. The longer it drags on, the harder it becomes for officers to actually pick it up again, you know, and we sort of, you know, to relitigate these things 12 months, 18 months. So in one aspect, it's about 6 months is keeping the motivation there for the developer not to lose sight of it, come back and do it as soon as possible. If it's something that's occurred, say, over winter, there's wet weather, you know, the following summer, 6 months away, they should be in a position to get work done. So, you know, we've got some that have gone well beyond 12 months and they're, you know, we've got to do a bit of tidy up of some legacy issues. So the longer it goes on, the higher costs, the costs can change as well. So it's ensuring that the developer maintains responsibility, and if it does get away, we've got sufficient bond security or security to actually execute the work. Yep, so that's a reason to bring that back.
Thanks, Dana. Councillor Sinto.
Yeah, just sort of re-looking at, we have a workshop for this, but C in clause 4, so it ends up by saying, or another method for costing of civil infrastructure works. What might that be? I mean, it just seems very sort of, when you look at it, nebulous sort of a concept. So I'm assuming there are other construction cost guides perhaps that exist. Or
through Mr. Mayor, thank you, Councillor. The tendered rates are always the best way of going about it for us. Rawlinson's provides good industry-wide rates for construction, often not quite relevant to the, I guess, Westbury or Deloraine or Meander Valley context. But there might also be a need to determine costs just empirically, you know, and so based on our knowledge of past projects that council has undertaken, you know, we might determine the value of outstanding work. I draw on Matthew's knowledge in terms of our construction costs, and we negotiate with the developer. So there are circumstances when we might move away from, you know, tendered rates or industry guides and negotiate with the developer. Yeah.
So
or if it's a high risk issue, we might apply a different method or greater contingency and things like that.
Yeah. Does that present a problem from the other parties, you know, the people we're dealing with in terms of what we're saying?
If it does, it's up to them, I suppose, to on the one that's is providing the GM with a recommendation to accept or not, I guess, security. So I'd be making a call in the best interests of council and the community to ensure there's no sort of future financial risk. So we often haven't come across that issue from memory, Jared and Matthew, when we have applied or negotiated amounts, it's always been reasonably okay. It's in their interest because they want to accelerate their own commercial sale of land and things like that. So haven't come across that as an issue, yeah.
Very good. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Dudman is the seconder. Councillor Cameron is the mover. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Motion to close the meeting. Somebody like to move? Councillor Kelly, seconder. Councillor Dudman, thank you. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. They're unanimous again. Thank you.
Hang on, this is